Egypt, being with all these grumblers, being sent then into the land to spy it out while they're still south of the land. 12 men go, one from each of the 12 tribes. In Numbers chapter 13, the first three verses, the Lord has Moses send these men out to spy out the land. Beginning at verse 17 in that same chapter, going on through 20, you can see that they were to check the land from south all the way to the north. And when they were to do that, confession, if you want. That's pretty good. Don't gossip in. It's an inheritance. Caleb said, this is what God said. Surely we should be able to do this. These men were not just thinking from a humanly positive persuasion. They were reasoning because God made the promise. They were trusting in Him. plot of land I wanted? Everybody said, fine. You have earned it. You deserve it. You are a real man of God. So looking through the text, again, verses 6 through 9, Caleb tells of all the things of the past. And he reminded them that he had to still the people, calm their hearts from this discouraging report. He followed the Lord wholeheartedly, and he would then be blessed by God. The specific blessing of the promised inheritance, Caleb saw as a privilege. God told him you could have this, and Caleb held on to that. He said, I can't wait to get the blessing of God. The events in Kadesh Barnea happened again when Caleb was only 40 years old. Now he's 85 and he still hasn't got it. Is it time to quit? Oh, it's awfully tempting. A month goes by, a year goes by, a decade goes by, four decades go by. You're in the promised land and you still can't get your inheritance because there's so much fighting to do. Caleb is not being proud. He's stating the fact that he has remained faithful to the Lord during all these years. This is what the Apostle Paul talks about as well, where he admits, I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. That's okay. Wait till you're 85 and say, well, do it. This can be a real challenge. Think about Noah. Noah waited 120 years before that flood came. He was faithful to the Lord during all that time. Caleb was one of the very few in his day that was true to the Lord. Faithfulness is a rare quality. Believers are often faithful immediately following salvation, but not all continue in that faith. It's not uncommon for believers to step away from faithfulness and get lulled into some sort of complacency, losing the fire that they had of serving the Lord. Think of it. Caleb waited 40 years because of everybody else's faithlessness. And then he had to wait another 5 years while helping to drive out the inhabitants once they entered the land. Now, don't mean anything disrespectful here, he was an old man. He was an old man at 85 and could only enjoy the inheritance for a few years. Regardless, he would have quit. As much as he wanted to settle down and enjoy the inheritance, he knew that his job was not earthly, it was a heavenly job. He was working for the Lord, and if the Lord said another 40 years before you settle down, he would have continued. He would serve the Lord without reserve until he died. Where did this commitment get? Well, in third point, we're still here in chapter 14 of Joshua, this commitment gained him a blessing. So beginning at verse 10, again, he's rehearsing this information. He's saying that the Lord has kept him alive so that he could see it and inherit it. But God did not simply keep him alive. The Lord blessed Caleb with excellent health and excellent strength. His desire for the inheritance never lessened. And at 85 years old, he was not simply mentally alert. He was physically capable of fighting in battle. He's been doing this for a few years. In Caleb, we see the truth of Isaiah's later statement, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall we'll do it. Let's be committed. Let's move on and conquer for the Lord. So he was a man of God. Even though a person like him might rightly claim whatever he wanted in the land, he came in the presence of other people and other witnesses and asked if he could have a particular location. God then calls Caleb my servant. It's a term that up to this point, God has used for the one person, Moses. Now Caleb is my servant. We can see, if we understand, that an example such as this is a good example. But the real question is this. Meaning is one thing, but to practice it is something different. And here is where many of us have trouble. We may not oppose commitment. It may simply be that we don't have the desire or the urge to do it. Like telling ourselves, this is the year I'm going to lose 25 pounds and get in shape. We want to do it, right? But all we see is the ugly present. And the hopeful future, we just don't have the impetus to get going. What is it that will cause a man of God? What is it that will cause a man of God to wholly follow the Lord? Let me give you four points. These are all true of Caleb's life. First of all, trust in the Lord. You need to be a believer. If you're not a believer, it's not going to happen. You have to be a believer. Scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. That's in Numbers 14:24. So he was saved. But you know what? Being saved is not all there is. We need to understand some truths that will give propulsion to this commitment. So you have to start off with it being saved. But number two, you have to recognize God's love. Let's go back. We're in Joshua. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7. This is given to all of the people by Moses, and this is going to be true of anybody and everybody that honors the Lord, is committed to him. Caleb understood all of this. He heard Moses say all of this. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, we need to secondly remember that, or recognize rather, God's love. So if I'm saved, that's good. That's the basis. But I have to worry about it.